Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Jumbo, Dougie, how we doing?
I'm doing very well, because we're also joined by our good buddy from It's All In WDW, Bob Sykon. How you doing tonight, Bob?
Who let the lions out?
Have you been planning that all day?
I think he's been saving that one.
Yeah, he had it jotted down in his little notebook. How you doing, Bobby?
Yep. I'm doing good. You guys?
We're doing good because we're going to drink some alcohol and talk some Disney. How much better could it be? Don't all jump on that one at once, guys.
I'm sorry. I just taken a sip.
Oh, exactly. My God. So what are we drinking tonight, gentlemen?
Turning my ears.
So what are we helping tonight, drinking tonight, gentlemen?
Great Lakes Christmas Ale. Great Lakes Brewing Company, Cleveland, Ohio.
And what about you, Johnny?
Sorry to bore you, but I'm back to a Cigar City High Life.
It's called the Main Street Pub.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, and it's on sale again. So, yes, I'll have quite a bit of that in the refrigerator. So.
Dude,
not very Christmassy, but very, very good.
Everybody that comes into the pub asks for JLI. They don't ask for – they go, High Life. I say, what are you talking about? We don't serve that. We don't have that on tap. We have JLI. So we carry JLI and Peroni and Victory Helles on tap in the pub right now.
You know, this pub that you're starting to envision here is starting to sound like a beautiful place. We may have to get this done at some point. So.
Didn't you see the pictures on the website? I think I posted it earlier this week. They had the empty stools waiting for us to sit down and everything.
Beautiful.
Well, we hit that lottery. It will come true, guys. It will come true.
And but yourself, Doug, what are you enjoying?
I'm being a good boy. I'm drinking a Red Moscato, Sutter Home Red Moscato. Oh, no, Barefoot Red Moscato. I'm doing my heart healthy drinks.
Okay.
So, but nah, I figured, well, you want to know why I've been drinking the Red Moscato also?
Well, because you say it's because of your health.
I think
it's because of a double shot of alcohol.
Well,
but, you know,
it's very good. I'm enjoying it, but it also helps me sleep at night.
It relaxes
me more than the beer does. It mellows me out, and you guys need me mellow.
I think the world needs you mellow.
I checked the statistics. The ratings are better when he's all wound up.
He's not mellow. Okay.
Ask the floor guy that I got into it with this week.
Oh, I can imagine.
How mellow I am. The painter goes, and I thought you were such a nice guy.
Little did he know.
Oh, the bolts flew out of my neck like Herman Munster this week. Remember how his head used to explode during the Munsters? That's what happened to me this week. So, but anyway, I'm on with you guys. What we're going to do today, we're going to do the rating the rides at the Animal Kingdom. What, 24 of them there is, right, Bobby?
Yeah, so it's that time of year. We're going to kick off the Disney Animal Kingdom favorite attractions poll for 2018. Yes, I know it's December 2017, but we got to start early if you want to fit everything in before the WDW finale in late spring. So what we have today are our 24 attractions and entertainment options that are offered by Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's not the full gamut of everything that you can find in the park, folks, but it is the top 24 most enticing attractions, and includes, for the very first time, and I've been waiting for this to happen for years, for the very first time, it includes Avatar Flight of Passage and the Navi River Journey. So we're going to see how Pandora can stand up to former champions such as Expedition Everest and Kilimanjaro Safaris and perennial heavyweights like Festival of the Lion King as we start the poll on Friday the 15th of December.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where you guys rank, how our rankings come out. I mean, I know you guys are as down on Everest as I am, so I'm looking forward to doing this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Can't stand the place.
Yeah. When it comes to Expedition Everest, John, we can just call Doug Davis the anchor.
The hater.
Once they get the Yeti actually working, then maybe I'll like the ride. How's that sound? I mean, how good would Splash Mountain – how about tomorrow they take Splash Mountain and they do away with all the stuff on the inside and just turn it into a log flume?
It'll just turn it into like a great adventure. Splash Mountain doesn't go backwards, you know. Splash Mountain doesn't go backwards at, 40 miles an hour spinning around in a circle. So,
just stupid.
I would say Expedition Everest is one of my – top three favorite roller coasters of any roller coaster.
See, we're going to not agree tonight. So, Bob, why don't you kick us off and start the list of worst to first?
All right. So, for me, ranked at number 24 is Wilderness Explorers. Just not my type of thing. Complete challenges and earn adventure badges as you work your way around the park. Nah, count us out. So I ranked that one at dead last of the 24. I think that it probably has very, very little odds of winning this tournament.
And me and John both had that ranked a lot higher than you did. Everybody knows what I had last. What did you have last, Bob? Johnny?
I think I agree with you on that one, Doug. My 24th is Primeval World.
And I hate this ride so much. I can't even talk about it anymore. I just want it gone. It wasn't made by Disney. It was never intended to be in Disney. And I've said it a million times. If our great Walt, who just had a birthday recently, so happy birthday, Walt, if he'd walked into the parks and you had a guess would be the first ride that he would rip out of any park, I guarantee you that would be it. Now, can you disagree with me, either one of you?
I think it's a wonderful ride.
You like Primeval World?
I've actually gotten the opportunity to watch Resort TV 1 do some live ride-throughs on Primeval World, and it looks extremely interesting. We may try it next time.
Don't. It's not. I mean, it's made by a carny, is what it's made by. It's just stupid.
It wasn't until my son was about 13. Several years ago that we actually rode the ride one time. We waited in line for it. I couldn't get a fast pass or whatever for it. So we waited half an hour, rode it just because it's there, to try to do everything. And it was probably the most disappointing thing I've ever done in my life. So, yeah, I would – I mean, I don't even know what – the other one in Dino Land, Triceratops Spin, at least is a spinner ride that, if you can't get on Dumbo or something like that, it has some redeeming quality. But this ride is it deserves its part in a carnival, and that's about it.
Well, it wasn't made by Disney, so it stinks. So get rid of it. It was brought in by an outside vendor, by the same one that your local Walmart carnival uses. I don't want anything to do with it. Now, what came in at number 24, Bob?
At number 24 on the final list?
Yes.
So on the final list, number 24 was Primeval World.
So we were right, John. We were that's right. Because
you,
was wrong.
That's because you two are anchors. I tried to lift it up, but the math just didn't work.
Well, it precisely didn't work. I'm glad it didn't work. As long I won't have my Expedition Everest last, but I will get my Primeval World last. So, what came in at number 23?
23 for me was the Oasis exhibits. You know, just for me, you know, there are other opportunities to do zoo-like things in the parks that are much better, and well, it just fell to the bottom for me.
Johnny,
I have to go with the other one right there at Dino Bland, Triceratops Spin. Don't care for that one a whole lot either. Like I said, it's a little better than Primeval World, I guess, just because it's a spinner ride, but no, makes no sense and doesn't fit in with all of Animal Kingdom.
And so. I agree with you too. It came in 23 for me. I have nothing to say about it. It's just boring. It is what it is. The Magic Carpets and Dumbo is much, much better than this. So I'd rather go on one of those two than try Triceratops Spin.
Yeah.
What came in at 23 overall, Bobby?
So overall, at number 23 came Habit, okay, which just so happens to be the next one on my list. When I go up my list at number 22, I have Habit. Cotton Top, Tamarin Monkeys. I have to look it up on the site because honestly, I don't think I've even seen this one yet. But it was at the bottom of my list, and our collective list, evidently.
Yeah, it's okay. It's I like it. It isn't my favorite things in the park. I mean, let me be honest with you. I love everything in Animal Kingdom, but the last two things, Triceratops Spin and Primeval World, I can't stand. And everything else in this park, I enjoy. So let me put it that way. So something had to have a number. And that's why this came in at 22 for me. I mean, I like it, but other things had to come before. What about you, Johnny?
Doug, me and you are on the even keel right now so far. Habitat came in at 22 for me just because I really have no idea what the heck it is. I work out there, and I still have yet to run into exactly. I know where the Cotton Top Tamarins are, but I really don't know what this is and what it consists of. So, yeah, definitely 22, but it consists of actually Animal Kingdom-like stuff, so it's better than Primeval World and Triceratops Spin. So.
Well, you want to know something crazy? I screwed up. I actually had this ranked so much higher at 21. I actually had Cali River Rapids at 22. That goes to show you how much I like that. I prefer the animal exhibits over getting soaked for 5 seconds. So, but anyway, go ahead, Bobby. Read 21 so I could give – that was where Habitat came in. So go ahead. Have it.
Okay. So number 21 for me was Discovery Island Trails.
Now, again, now did this have to be at the bottom of your list because you like other things better, but you still enjoy that, or?
Yeah, I think the one that's going to come up on my list, I might have been a little bit harsher than I should have been, but you know, when you get down to beyond things like the more marquee experiences like Gorilla Falls or Maharaja Jungle Trek or Finding Nemo, Dinosaur. I mean, then you're starting to take the rest of the attractions and just sort of like throw them into an order of what you would like to experience the most. And I don't really know a lot about some of the different like nature walks, but I know enough about myself and Mrs. All in WDW that if I could get her to do Gorilla Falls or Maharaja Jungle Trek, that's about all the nature walking I'm going to get her to do. So these just sort of drop to the bottom.
Well, the thing is, I like the Discovery Trail because it's where some all these trails have different animals on them, and like the Discovery Trail, first of all, has my big turtles that I love, the giant Galapagos tortoises, which you gotta love them. And then it has clowned otter, the clawed otters. It has the deer. It has the blue and yellow macaws. It has the ducks. It has the tree duck. It has a lot of different things. It has the flamingos, the gray kangaroo. So there's a lot of different things to see on this trail that I really enjoy to look at. So, I mean, and to get my I love my tortoises. They're big, aren't they, Johnny?
Yeah, they're huge, and I don't hear you saying anything about my giant shark catfish yet.
No.
I love that guy, but you got to find him. I mean, he's kind of hiding out there on those trails, so you got to look for him. So yeah, it's just another thing that you really have to look for. So yeah, the tortoises, all those ducks. I mean, I mean any of the animal exhibits. That's why you're at Animal Kingdom. So.
Yeah, so I love the Discovery Island trails myself. I know I had them up higher on the list than you, Bob, but I think I had them at, I think, 13. Yeah, 13 I had the Discovery Island trails. Where did you have them, John?
Give me a second here. Discovery Island trails. Yeah, I had them at 10.
And what was the total list number? What did come in? Where did that come in total, Bob?
Discovery Island trails?
Yeah.
Came in at 16.
Okay, so it was up a little bit. So what's number 20, Bobby?
Okay, so number 20 on my list was Conservation Station, and that may be the one that, in hindsight, I might have been a little bit more harsh with than I should have. But again, you know, when I went down the list and I looked at things that we would be most likely to try to experience. And it's not that that one isn't good, but it just wasn't. There were other things that I could see us more likely to try.
Well, shame on you, Bob. You know how much I love that.
Well,
so
the fact of the matter is, though, we've been back there once, and I took Mary and our son back there, and we got to stay for, I don't know, about 5 minutes before they were, you know, they wanted to get going, so we just turned around and went right back out on the train. So, I mean, it's just something I know that maybe if I went by myself I would enjoy, or if I went with you,
well,
but it wasn't.
You're somewhat enjoyed if you guys went out earlier in the morning, because usually there's veterinarians doing operations. I don't get lucky for the animal, but I get lucky for me. I mean, every time I go there, there's an operation going on. Like the last time they were reattaching a tail on the Komodo dragon that got, and then they also had. We were also there when there was that was with Brenda, and the last time with Mark and Jimmy, there were actually a turtle was in the parking lot, and the shell got crushed, and they were actually repairing it inside the, and he lived. Everything was fine, and he was going to be good. The surgery was a success, and we got to watch that. So if you went out there with your son, Joseph, when it was going on, I think he would enjoy that, Bob.
It's possible. It's just, and that this was years ago as well. But, you know, just for the sake of this exercise, that's why it fell as low as it did for me.
What did you have at 20, John?
Let's see, at 20, I was going to give you my ranking there. 20, I had Finding Nemo, the musical.
Okay. And what do you guys think I had at 20? And I did this, and I should have had it lower, but I had to give it a little credit. I had Expedition Everest at 20. Really.
You know, but if you didn't have it dead last, I think you have to, like, ride it 5 times in a row.
No. I do like it more than Cali River Rapids, and I do like the Discovery Island trails. I don't like it more than that, but I had the list already filled out, and I didn't feel like doing it again. So that's why it stayed there. But really, they should have been switched. But Expedition Everest is – I like the beauty. The reason it's 20 is because it's beautiful. It's beautiful to look at. But it's basically, okay, I have one thing to look at with Expedition Everest. I go to Discovery Island Trail. I got 30 animals to look at. So there's actually more to look at in Discovery Island Trail than because I don't enjoy the ride. It's just I enjoy the jackrabbit at the local Clementon Lake Park more than I do Expedition Everest.
Oh, that's a crying shame right there. The Expedition Everest is a first class roller coaster, regardless of how you feel about the
it's
scenery.
Too short. It's way too short.
I testify to that, John.
Dude, it's a world class roller coaster.
There's a Jackrabbit. There's a roller coaster here at Clementon Lake Park that literally
takes.
No, roller coaster's like a 6 minute ride compared to you go down these little whoop-de-doos, you go all around the park. It's like 5 or 6 minutes. Expedition Everest, what's it take? 2 minutes?
John,
it takes you longer.
How many bottles of Moscato has he drank already?
Not enough. I get a little more loving when I'm hammered. No, it takes longer to go up that freaking hill than the whole ride takes. No, the two longest parts of that ride are going up the hill to begin with, and then stopping before you go backwards. The rest of it's done
in
5 seconds.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the entire ride is stopping there and seeing where
that
the
ride
rip the tracks off.
That ride is the most overrated ride in the entire park, in my opinion.
There's so many words I would use
for that ride if I could say the language I would like to, but this is a G-rated show.
Well, first of all, you could label it explicit, but
yes.
but if there isn't any more overrated ride in the entire Walt Disney World than Toy Story.
No, stop, because you can't. No, because you're too old. You don't know anything about video games. That's why you don't like it. You don't like it. It's just I get it, Bob. You're just a little old for that ride. You don't like video games.
All I can say is two people on this show like it. And one person doesn't. I think we win, John.
And you're both wrong.
Yeah,
you're both wrong.
I mean, come on, Doug. Really?
100%.
The Jackrabbit, really?
Dude, I'll tell you what. If I had the option of riding that all day or going to work, I would go to work. Straight up. I would spend the day in the queue. The queue's better than the ride.
Oh. Bob, I don't think he likes roller coasters.
No, I love roller coasters.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad
blows Expedition Everest away. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad blows Expedition Everest away. Not even close. Yeah. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train's a better ride than Expedition Everest. At least the animatronics work on it. The ride works.
Yeah, John, I'm glad I'm on the show tonight because I got to see something tonight that you don't often see. Doug wrong. Doug is wrong.
Doug is not wrong. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Big Thunder Mountain Railroad are both better rides than Expedition Everest.
Ugh. All right, that's a poll tomorrow. Poll tomorrow.
Both better.
Okay, so wait a minute. What's on this poll? Expedition Everest?
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Both better rides.
Okay, so I need to put those three on a poll. Okay, all right. Well, it might not be tomorrow because we're going to probably after this Animal Kingdom Attractions Tournament's over, we're going to do Expedition Everest versus Seven Dwarfs versus Big Thunder. And people, please do John and I a favor and just prove to Doug that he's wrong.
Dude, the ride doesn't work. The Yeti's broken. He has stupid eyeballs. It's beneath Disney.
So what? The Yeti doesn't work.
It should work.
They're a great, fantastic,
cutting-edge animatronic company in the entire world. And they're Disney. They're worth $80 trillion, and they can't get the Yeti to work. You have to have the eyeballs glow at you. Just because of that, I don't want to see it no more. That pisses me off. Every time I ride up to him and look at him and say, oh, you used to work. Remember, you used to have an arm that moved. The eyeballs are great. Trick or treat. It's a joke that don't work.
John, I just checked the ratings. We just set a one-day record.
Anyway, move on to number 19.
All right, wait. Let me correct something here real quick before we go too far. I had Finding Nemo at 20. No, I had Tree of Life Awakenings at 20 is where I was.
Okay, so you're wrong again, but anyway, go ahead.
All right, so number 19 for me, at least, was was the worst ride in Disney's Animal Kingdom, and that is the drenching of the Cali River Rapids. I'm sure I've told this story before, but the very last time I rode that ride, I went on with my son. It was in December, I think. He and I came off completely drenched. I could see that it was going to happen because we were in the unlucky spot when the raft spun around, and I had hell to pay for the rest of the day.
As we
trudged out to the bus, which, by the way, happened to be air conditioning, so we froze even more. And got back to our hotel to dry off.
Nah, it's too much work for me for that. So that's why I had it lower than you, Bob. What was 19 for you, Johnny?
Hey, at 19, I had the Wilderness Explorers. We're getting down to the stuff where I all these things I actually like, and I haven't really finished doing all the Wilderness Explorers, and I think I will at some point. I think I'll take the time to actually fill out the book and all that stuff. But right now, I would say that's a 19 just because there is no real attraction to it. You actually have to work on this, and I think it's something that maybe once I complete, I may actually have higher rated. But right now, I have it at 19.
Well, 19.
Doug, before you go to 19, I want to point out to the listeners, at Grumpy6767. That's who you need to tweet. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, yes. If you guys want to agree with me, which I know that you will, join me at Grumpiness. But anyway, number 19 for me is only because I haven't done it, and I've heard mixed reviews on it because I heard that the shaman is the only good part of it. And it's okay, but the Navi River Journey, I put that at 19 because I haven't done it yet. And I like so many things at Animal Kingdom that it was hard for me to list this any higher, if that makes any sense to you guys. How is the, I mean, wouldn't you agree, John? I mean, if I love everything else, why would I put this ahead of everything else?
Hey, let me tell you where I put it at. I didn't have it a whole lot ahead of you. I actually had it 11. Okay. I mean, I do like the shaman at the end of it. It's probably the premier leading example of animatronics that Disney can do right now, but
at least it works.
It does work currently, but I mean, other than that, it's got some very cool effects and stuff like that, but there are, as far as I could tell, there was no other animatronic on it other than that one. A lot of imaging effects that they're using and stuff like that, which are really cool, but if you're thinking about something like Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like that, I mean, there's nothing like that. So, I have it 11, but that's about it. That's about the highest I would go with it. So.
Well, that's why I had it 19, because I haven't been on it yet, and there's so many things that I love at this park. It was hard for me to put it in front of other things. And again, at least it's worked now longer than the Yeti has, so we'll have to give her credit for that. What did the Yeti work, a week, or was it two?
I think it worked a year. So, Doug, if you ever hear code 101, you might want to just bypass the ride. So
there you go. Next up, Bobby, 18. What did come in 19 overall?
19 overall was the Oasis exhibit.
Okay. What was number 18 for you, Bob?
Number 18, a phenomenal attraction, Triceratop Spin.
Oh, yeah, bite me. Uh, 18 for you, John.
18 for me is the Oasis exhibits. I mean, of all the animal exhibits, this probably is probably the slowest of all of them. I mean, there are a couple of animals you can get a glimpse of and stuff like that, but there's a lot of just fantastic animal exhibits here, and this might be the slowest one out of all of them.
So. Yeah, it was number 18 for me, too. The one thing I do love is, though, I have to admit, I love my giant anteater. He's my buddy.
You get a chance to see him.
I mean, I get lucky with him. He must not – see, he has a good nose, and he smells the beer on your breath, and he doesn't like it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, he don't like monkeys. So the golden monkey all over your breath scares him away. But I see him I see him every trip. He likes me.
He must be in Jersey.
Yeah, but I had that at 18, too, the Oasis exhibit. So we do agree on that. 17, Bobby.
Okay, so for me, at number 17 is another phenomenal attraction at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Primeval World.
I won't even let you bite me on that one. It's just horrible. What's yours, Bob? John, Pete, Larry, Judith, Carmen, that guy. Jen?
17 for me is Conservation Station. I like it. I've been over there several times now, especially since I'm working on the train. It could just use a little more to liven it up a little bit. But
what do you want them to do? Put a DJ in there?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, what are you going to do to liven it up? You get to operate? Oh, yeah, Johnny Peters. Here goes the scalpel, buddy. It's all you. I mean, what are you going to do to liven it up in there?
Hey, like I said, it's an enjoyable time. It's just, it's not as exciting as the rest of the exhibits. So that's all I'm saying.
I disagree. Anyway, what were we on, number 17?
Yes.
Number 17 for me was Wilderness Explorers. And it had to be where it had to be. I enjoy this. I think it's better with Dennis did this before too, and he enjoyed it. The thing that's good about Wilderness Explorers is it helps you. It makes you explore the park. It'll make you go do things that you normally wouldn't do.
And yeah, it's just it's kind of like the
Remy, or around the Peep and Squeak or whatever it is around Epcot's Food and Wine. What is it called?
Right, or the Perry's,
which we Dora the Explorer used to be the old
type of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So I enjoy it for where it makes you do things and see things that you normally wouldn't. So that's why I enjoy it. But it had to be down the list because there's 16 things I like more than it. But
exactly.
Go ahead, 16, Bobby.
All right, so 16 for me was Winged Encounters, The Kingdom Takes Flight.
That's cool. I like that, but you know what I'm saying. It's not my favorite in the park, but it's up there a little higher than yours. What's number 16 for you, Johnny?
It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could be friends with you anymore.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you already killed me with friggin' Expedition Everest, so how dare you even complain about me being Tough to Be a Bug? But
the problem
I like the attraction and it's cool, but I don't know, it's okay, it's good. So, but like you said, there's 15 better attractions to me at Animal Kingdom than that. So.
Well, I know Expedition Everest isn't better than it, so that's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
But anyway, number 16 for me is River of Lights. And I think River of Lights is nice and cool, but it's relaxing, but it's not Illuminations, or it's not Wishes, or it's not even any of the newer light shows. Do you agree with me, John?
I'm at 15, so evidently I totally agree with you. We saw the show in April or something, and I thoroughly enjoyed Rivers of Light, but it's no Illuminations, it's no Forever After, it's no Wishes, it's not even Fantasmic and stuff like that. It's a good show, but and without fireworks, and I know they can't do fireworks in Animal Kingdom, I know, but there is no climactic event at the end of it, so there's no finality, and it just seems like the show kind of meanders to an end instead of a big crescendo, if you know what I'm saying.
No, absolutely, so. That's what I said. I mean, I see it's a relaxing, nice night, it's beautiful, the whole nine yards, but it's not going to take you away like Illuminations or Wishes would. It's hard for it to do it without all the explosions and the music as loud as it. Because even the music isn't. It's more tranquil at Rivers of Lights than what Illuminations or Wishes is.
Yeah, it's that, and then I hate to say it, but the water screens that they've developed for the show, they don't do it justice. I mean, they're not adequate. If there's just the least bit of breeze, and I mean the least bit of breeze. You can't tell a horse from a cheetah from a lion. So,
like, if you ate too many beans for dinner, you could cause problems with this, right?
Yeah, exactly. And okay. If there's, you know, 40,000 people there sitting there watching it, it's going to be a mess. So
what did come in 16 overall, Bob?
Okay, number 16 overall was Discovery Island Trails.
Okay, what's 15 for you?
So 15 for me is the most brutally uncomfortable, nonsensical, out-of-place ride in Animal Kingdom, Dinosaur.
Oh, my God. You are old, Bob, but it's okay.
No. I mean, think about it. I mean, when you have rides like Triceratops Spin, Primeval World, Dinosaur, how in the world does that fit into the Animal Kingdom? I mean, you know, all of those things that you love about the Animal Kingdom, the Gorilla Falls, the Maharaja Jungle Trek, the Discovery Island Trails, all three of those things are just completely out of place.
Well, it was supposed to be the four. When the original Animal Kingdom was developed, it was supposed to have the Dino Land and Dino part in it. And I get all that. Like, I like the Dino Land, the Discovery, the Bones, all that stuff. The dig site. I just don't like Primeval World because it wasn't made by Disney. It's just a hunk of junk. But Dinosaur goes with the park because it was supposed to be the pre-animals, the now animals, and with Avatar Land, it's supposed to be the future animals. So, I mean, I get it. You just don't like be bucking around in that ride. It's a little too much for you. I get it. It's too hard for you.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's too hard for you.
I'd rather ride Expedition Everest 20 times than even stand in the queue of Dinosaurs.
Because Expedition Everest is for sissies. Dinosaurs is for real men. Yeah, number 15 for you, John.
15 for you. For me, I already told you was Rivers of Light.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for me, it's Winged Encounter, which I do enjoy. What was 15 overall, Bob?
15 overall was Rivers of Light.
Okay, we're pretty on the money here tonight, John, aren't we, for the most part?
Yeah, I think we're rolling along. Except for that Expedition Everest thing, but other than that.
Well, that's because he's just so wrong on that one.
It's a piece of junk. But anyway, number 14.
So number 14 for me was Finding Nemo, the musical.
14 for me was Finding Nemo, the musical. What's 14 for you, John?
14 for me is Flights of Wonder.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
I know. Hey, you know, we were just getting along so well just a minute ago.
How the heck did that become 14? I mean, really. We need to talk off the air about some things, John.
You know, I think because there's 13 things I like better at friggin' Animal Kingdom.
I don't think that's possible. I'll tell you how wrong you are over the next.
I'm sure you will, but you'll try anyway. But yeah, I mean, I love the show. I think it's a great show, but I think there's 13 things more I like.
What's number 13, Bob?
13 for me?
Yeah.
So Doug.
No. What was 14 overall? First of all.
Oh, okay. 14 overall was Tree of Life Awakenings.
Okay, and what's 13 for you?
Okay, could you do me a favor?
No.
You're not going to do me a favor?
Yeah, what is it?
Could you please grab John for a second?
Hey, John.
Number 13, Wildlife Express Train.
No!
Okay.
All
right.
I can't disagree with you more. I mean, it has dropped since he started running it. For me?
Oh, what nice. Wait a minute. Whoa. Time out. It has dropped since he started running it for you. John, has Doug been there since you started running it?
Exactly.
Why do you think I haven't been there?
Oh, man.
At least I'm not Dennis. I was there and they didn't go see you, John.
Or let's see, who else didn't come see me? Dave or Pat or yeah, I
They're
mean we can add
people.
To the collection.
Hey, at least the day I was there, you weren't working.
Nah.
Exactly, Bob. I know you would have tried to get
I would have done. No, I darn well definitely would have been there.
Between me and you, Johnny texted me and asked what your schedule was for that week so he could pick the day you weren't there.
Yeah.
That is not true. I texted you. I texted you and said, are you working? You said no. And I said, damn.
Yes, he did. Mine was Discovery Island Trails at 13. What was yours, Johnny?
All right, give me just a second. 13.
He's kicking off his shoes now to count to 13.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm that old. Actually, 13's Tree of Life.
Tree of Life?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you like the Tree of Life? I like the Tree of Life better, too, but it just, I'm still pissed off about this Flights of Wonder deal. What was 13 overall, John?
Tree of Life for me has a lot of fond memories. When we first got out there in 98, me and my brother, who has since passed on, we walked around the Tree of Life for probably an hour and a half and looked at those animals. So it's we had a lot of sentimental attachment to it.
Well, I agree with you. Tree of Life is higher for me so than you. But anyway, the Flights of Wonder's wrong. What was 13 overall, Bobby?
13 overall was Finding Nemo the Musical.
I can't believe it was that high. You must like it better than me and Bob, me and John. I'm going to call you John Bob. John Bob.
Actually, no, you and I both were at 14. He was at 9, so he's the one who elevated it.
Oh, he started the trouble. Well, not Finding Nemo the Musical is better than Flights of Wonder. I hope your son got up on stage or something, John. The seats alone make it lower.
I have Flights of Wonder ranked higher.
I know you do. That's why I love you, Bob. But anyway.
What's boy, this switches around.
Yeah, I know. Is it? Yeah, I'm starting to get his act here. I hope Brenda's caught on to this.
No, she hasn't because she's always number one. But anyway. Anyway, what's number 12 for you, Bob?
Okay, so number 12 for me, Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Oh, I love Maharaja Jungle Trek. Do you like it at least? Do you do it often?
I've never done it.
You never done it?
God. Does this guy even go to Animal Kingdom?
No, he doesn't. What's number 12?
Not really. It's a half-day park.
No, stop. Bob. I love you, John.
Yeah, I thought you loved him. Earlier. No. Okay.
What's number 12 for you, John?
Number 12 for me is the Oasis exhibit. I think there's a lot of stuff to look at there, but, it's the same type of thing. I think you can get through it really quickly, so it's not nearly as interesting as some of the other animal exhibits. So.
Number 12 for me was Gorilla Falls. I know our buddy Dan, if he was on the show tonight, he'd have it a lot higher because he loves his silverbacks. But number 12 for me is Gorilla Falls. What's 12 overall, Bobby?
12 overall is the Nobby River Journey.
Which
I might add is being dragged down in the rankings, John, by Double D the Anchor.
Yeah, well, it should be. It really should be. From what I'm hearing, I mean, everybody likes the Shaman. They should just put the Shaman at the front and save you a ride, apparently. No, but I'm looking forward to it. All kidding aside, I'm looking forward to seeing it. What's number 11, Bob?
So number 11 for me is Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail.
I hope you've done that.
Well, does it count if I watched it live on Resort TV One?
Oh my God. I think Resort TV One's a personal sponsor of Bob's, don't you?
I think so.
They do an excellent job.
He's going to be like a UFC fighter. You know, when the UFC fighters go in there and they have the sponsors on their shorts. I think he's going to go to the park next time. He's going to have a sponsor right across.
He's going to be that drunk guy in Vegas that wakes up with his girlfriend's tattoo, Resort TV, on his butt. Resort TV One, he's going to have on his little white hiney. what's number 12 for you? Or what were you, 11? What's number 11 for
number
you?
Number 11.
Number 11 for me is Navi River Journey.
Okay.
So I have it pretty close to where it ended up at. So.
And 11 for me was Tree of Life, because I do love the Tree of Life. I remember pushing my, like, you had the same memories, John. I have the memories pushing my dad on the wheelchair through there, and everybody's complaining about holding up the line, and we just kept letting them go by. I mean, it's like, don't you understand this is just as good as, I mean, it's part of the ride. I mean, it's the queue. I mean, that tree is gorgeous. It's a once in a lifetime kind of deal. You're not going to see that anywhere else, are you?
You're absolutely right. So, it's a unique thing to really look at. I mean, in the Tree of Life, I mean, not only are you glancing at it and stuff like that, you got the trails at the same time, really. So
I wonder if Pat's ever seen it. I don't think he has, do you?
I don't know if Pat's discovered a lot of undiscovered Disney. I mean, there's a lot for Pat to really find. So.
Yeah, if he actually took the time. I mean, figure's a history teacher. He probably don't even know history.
He's got to give him a history lot of small test. Children right now. He's running to all the attractions, and then he's getting back and relaxing.
Believe me,
if
you did the level of adulthood, he's probably the youngest in the family. I bet the kids are more mature than he is. That's all I'm saying. He's the one dragging him to all the goofy things. What's number?
Give Pat 5 years or so when some of his kids start to mature and stuff like that, and I think he's going to discover a lot more than Disney. So.
His kids will be saying, Dad, let's go to the American Adventure, and he'll go, let's go to Dumbo. Number 11 overall, Bobby.
Well, in a complete coincidence, and not to indicate the rightness of anybody in the universe, Tree of Life.
Yeah, double D's, right again. Number 10, top 10 now, Bob. Drum roll. Da-da-da-da-da. Number 10 for you.
Number 10 for me is Rivers of Light. I agree with what you guys all said earlier. Not fireworks. A great light show. I've seen all sorts of pictures. John, you submitted some pictures that we published on the site. I've seen, videos on the internet. I mean, bottom line is it looks like it's an enjoyable thing, but it's not something that Mrs. All in WDW and I would go out of our way for.
Well, go ahead. Number 10 for you, John.
Discovery Island Trails.
It's a great thing to watch. It's very beautiful, but it hasn't pulled at your heartstrings the way Wishes or Illumination has. And I don't think it possibly can, in my opinion, with the Rivers of Lights. What was your 10 again, Bob? John, I'm sorry.
Discovery Island Trail.
You imagine if the kids were playing a drinking game and every time I called, you used the wrong name. If we played a drinking game, every time I call, you used the wrong name, we got a drink. We'd be so wrecked. It's ridiculous.
I've had Judith and Carmen get on here, and if you do that, I mean, my goodness.
I've had one Christmas ale for every time you've called us the wrong name.
Oh my goodness, you must be through a case by now. Now, I will admit, this is number 10 for me, and it could have been higher, but I kind of messed up. So it's in my top 10. Festival of Lion King, I love it. But anything in these next five could all be flipped, if you follow me. So, but Festival of Lion King, I love it. I even like it more that it's going into the new theater because of the air condition. It's more comfortable in there. What do you guys think?
It's fantastic.
It makes me happy. I've seen it. I saw it before it went into the new location. I have not yet seen it in the new location.
Well, you have to. It's much better. And
I saw it before.
No, it's better now. It's more relaxing. It's air conditioned. You got to see it again.
All right, so full disclosure, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit here.
Oh, my gosh. Cover your eyes, John.
Mrs. All in WDW will not let me go see that show.
Why not?
Why?
Because Lion King was one of the movies that was out when my son was growing up, and one of the things we used to do is we'd trade off, like, singing him to sleep in the evening, and I sung the songs from the Lion King. So the only time that I've ever gone to sing,
I'm sorry, I was singing.
The only time I have a touching moment, you still got to ruin it.
Well, I want you to go there. You should go see it because it would even make you happier.
So, no, it wouldn't make me happy.
No, it'd make you think of your boy.
So I made the mistake. No, it's not going to make me. So I made the mistake of the only time I went and saw Festival of the Lion King was on his birthday. He was off at school. We were down at Disney. Geez. The song, the music, and I was like, and I was a mess. So she won't let me go ever again. So that's why I haven't gone again.
Oh, you deserve. You should be a mess. It brings back good memories. I mean, every time I see the movie, I think of my dad holding me up and showing me to everybody like Simba does. Mufasa, I'm Simba. It makes me think of my dad. Yeah. I'm king.
If he would have known what you were going to become, he would have dropped you.
Nuh-uh. He's so proud of his little baby cub. You need to go see it again, Bob. We're taking you. We're going to get some golden monkeys and go to the Lion King together. I want to see you cry, Bob.
All you need to do is get him intoxicated and go, oh, boy.
We're going
to
take
golden monkeys, I can't drink that horrible stuff.
The golden monkey's awesome.
Yeah, it's got a kick too. So.
Yeah, we're gonna get golden
monkeys awesome if they've run out of beer in the world.
No, stop it. What's number 10 for you, Bob? What's ten overall, Bobby?
Okay, so 10 overall is the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail.
Dennis will be sad about that. Number 9.
Number 9 for me was Tree of Life Awakenings. I haven't had a chance to experience that yet. But since I love the Tree of Life, and since it's just sort of Tree of Life, sort of jacked up a bit with the nighttime show, I think it must be pretty good. So I've got it at number 9.
And I do also, and it's phenomenal. I love Tree of Life Awakenings. I think that blows Rivers of Lights away. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I would have to agree. I enjoy just hanging out and watching that show a lot more than Rivers of Light. So it's a lot less hectic. There's no crowd, and it's a better show, in my opinion.
And what was number 9 for you?
All right, number 9, we're going to go with what Bob's already started here. Let's go with Finding Nemo the Musical, the one that I've seen one time, because it's way too goddamn. Exactly. Yep.
Dory! Nemo!
Yeah, Dory! I asked Mrs. All in WDW to go see that once, and she said to me, I saw the movie.
Nope. Yep, nope. Yeah, it's a really good show. It's not as good to me as Lion King. I absolutely love the Lion King show. It's a great show. It actually has some great music, and it's interesting because the music from the show at Animal Kingdom is actually done by the same folks that did the music from Frozen. And there is no music in the original movie of Finding Nemo. So all that stuff is originally written and stuff like that just for the show at Animal Kingdom. And so the CDs and stuff that are available out there are original music created just for that show at Animal Kingdom. So, but it's a really great show. It's just, gosh, the seats are terrible. So that's why it's all the way back at 9. Well, I think I've seen it twice, and that probably be the only times. So.
Instead of waterboarding, the government should just bring people there and make them sit on those seats. They'll confess to everything.
For 3 or 4 hours. Yeah, they're harsh, aren't they? I mean, I don't understand why. You know, you go into the Lion King show and they have the regular. I think now what Doug in the new stadium, they just have the regular aluminum seating, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just typical and it's okay. But that stuff at Finding Nemo, it's like sends needles up your back after a couple of minutes. So
okay, so now let's get on to Animal Kingdom. If I was going to meet with the president of the Animal Kingdom. The first two questions I'd ask him is, why does the Yeti not work? And why those horrible seats to Finding Nemo? I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand how, I know they do it because it's easier to clean and turn the show over. But you, don't you think they could come up with a little something better, a little more comfortable?
Absolutely. I don't understand the seating configuration.
No, it just makes me never. I enjoy the show's awesome. It is first rate, and I do love the music. And Nemo's one of my favorite movies, but the torture of the seats is just too much for me.
Well, you can say it's because of cleanliness and stuff like that. But think about PhilharMagic and think about the show in American the American Adventure and Fantasmic. I mean, there's plenty of comfortable seating across the friggin' park. I mean, there's really no reason for that wooden slatted seating that is just got to be the most uncomfortable thing in the world. So.
It's pathetic. And what was number 9 overall, Bobby?
Okay, number 9 overall was It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Okay, wrong again. Okay, number 8, Bob.
Well, wait a minute. Just so everybody knows, these like final rankings or final seatings are a collection of all three of our seatings. So
well, I'd
like
you to
average...
do it. I'd like you to do it just so we could have a show. I mean, really, I should just rank them myself, but I allow you to join me.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, you do allow us to join you because it is basically your show.
No, it's our show.
I want to point out to you that you ranked It's Tough to Be a Bug number 7.
But that's the right place for it.
I ranked it number 5.
Oh, well, then you're good. John screwed it all up with his low ranking.
16.
Idiot. Did I say that out loud?
God.
What was number 8 again for you, Bobby? I was calling John an idiot. I apologize for John. Mm-hmm. You resemble that remark, but I apologize. What was number 8 for you, Bob?
Flights of Wonder.
Oh, my goodness. You're very smart. What's number 8 for you, John?
Number 8 for me probably wouldn't have been number 8 a couple of months ago, but right now it should be number 1, but I think there are some better attractions in the Animal Kingdom, but number 8 is the Wildlife Express train.
It should be number 1, but it could be number 2. Did I say that out loud too? No.
No.
But number 8 for you, I got you ranked higher than that, so... I'm not on there yet, but number 8 for me is Conservation Station, where you dropped me off at, John.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Ironically, he's number 8 at Conservation Station, and John's 17, and I'm 20, and we were the anchors.
On that one, big time. I mean, the reason that you want to know, all kidding aside, the reason I love Conservation Station is it does show kids that, you know, how... Like, I like the importance that they show. Like them fixing a boxer turtle that got hurt, if you understand what I'm saying, that all life matters, like all these animals matter. You understand what I'm saying? It's just so cool that it could show the kids how much effort that they put into taking care of these animals. That's what I like about it. Like watching them fix a kimono dragon and a turtle, and it just brings life into perspective, if you understand what I'm saying. I enjoy I mean, my hat's off to everything that they do there.
No, I agree with you, and you know, I mentioned this a little bit earlier. I probably was a little bit harsher with that than I really should have been. If I was just thinking from my own perspective, it probably would have had a higher rank, because I can appreciate, you know what you're saying. And
they're actually saving lives with this attraction. I mean, it really should be number 1 if you think about it. I mean, what those veterinarians do, I mean, it's basically pro bono. Like I said, they found the turtle crushed in the parking lot, and they're fixing it. And they're telling the kids about it, and it's just nice to see, like, them working on these animals there. It chokes me up every time I do say it. You know, I mean, it makes me feel good, like watching him, like the effort that they're putting in to save these animals. Really, I take my hat off to Disney for even funding something like that. You know how much it costs to run that conservation station?
You know, if they would have taken better care of that turtle, he wouldn't have gotten run over.
No, well, no, it wasn't one of theirs. It was actually one from, they said it was, you know, all kind of wildlife roams through the parks there. And they're constantly taking care of it.
If they wouldn't have put that parking lot over the home of those gopher tortoises in the first place, there would have been no gopher tortoise on the middle of the parking lot. I'm just saying.
But anyway, conservation station for me, actually, I should have put it number one. What was number eight overall, Bob? You guys have no sympathy for me. You're always so mean to me.
Number eight was Flights of Wonder.
Should have been so much higher, too. What's number seven for you, Bob?
Okay, number seven for me is the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life itself. It's a beautiful structure. It's a park icon on the order of Spaceship Earth and in Cinderella Castle. And, oh, wait, Hollywood Studios doesn't have one at all.
Okay, don't get me started. Anyway, I honestly, I mean, when you really think about it, you're right about that. I mean, for me, the Tree of Life is actually, I think, when it gets down to it, I think the Tree of Life is my favorite of all of the icons. I mean, I think Cinderella's Castle takes my breath away when I look down Main Street. The ball is the ball, but when you actually look at
the ball,
it's the ball.
The ball.
The ball. But when you look at the Tree of Life, the amount of work that went into that, the beauty of it with all those etchings and stuff, it's a work of art. I mean, if you compare the three just by the amount of work that went into it, I don't even think it's close. What do you guys think about that?
I 100% agree with that. I think that from an artistry standpoint, it is the best of the three. From the only place where I would disagree personally is I have an affection for Spaceship Earth first and Tree of Life second. But other than that, I agree with you.
I mean, Spaceship Earth, Epcot, it's an icon. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. But and I get it, Bob. I mean, Epcot is my favorite park. But it's real. I mean, Epcot and Animal Kingdom are real close. And the Magic Kingdom is what the Magic Kingdom is. But the Tree of Life is just, I don't think it gets the appreciation that it deserves, the point I'm trying to make, with the sheer beauty of it. Seven for you, John.
The Maharaja Jungle Trek. Now we're getting down into the nitty gritty of the really, really prime exhibits at Animal Kingdom. And I think this is a great, great exhibit. You walk through it, you get to see lions, you get to see Komodo dragons. Actually, hold on a second. If you're heading back into Asia after your travels over on the
Asia,
if you're heading back into Asia after your travels on the Wildlife Express train, I recommend the Maharaja Jungle Trek. It includes it's a walkthrough exhibit, including
he's had too many Jay Ajayis tonight, guys.
Including exhibits with tigers, Komodo dragons, and giant fruit bats with wingspans of up to 6 feet.
Yeah. So. And I'll agree. I'll give it one better in a second. Number seven for me is Tough to Be a Bug. And I've had so many good memories of watching people get scared on that, like my stepfather with the spiders falling down. And I just love that. I love everything about it. I mean, the stink bug makes me think of my brother. I mean, my brother smells worse, to be quite honest with you. I mean, he'd make the stink bug turn around and run for cover. But I just love the it's a one of a kind attraction, and I love the message that it puts out. It teaches kids the importance of that the insects actually do have a place on Earth. What was number seven overall, Bobby?
So number seven overall, hold on to your seats, John. Hang on, you work on the number seven seated attraction, the Wildlife Express train.
Hey, good for me.
And used to weight it down, I have to admit.
No, I put it at 8.
No, I have it higher. So go ahead. What's number 6, John? Bob, Pete, Larry.
wait, I got to take another Christmas ale.
Let me drink.
Okay, number 6 for me, and I cannot believe that anybody would be sacrilegious and heinous enough to rank it lower than 6, Festival of the Lion King.
Just because 9 things were better that I enjoy more, but they're all beautiful. The top 10 are the top 10. All I know is Everest isn't in the top 10, and that's all I'm saying. What's number 6 for you, Bob and John and Pete and Larry?
John and Bob or...
Wait. What's number 6?
All right, Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. Probably my favorite walkthrough exhibit in all of Animal Kingdom. You get to see hippos, you get to see gorillas, it's meerkats. It's the and I love the whole era, you know, the whole area, and especially the spot where they're comparing the skulls of the hippopotamus and the crocodiles. It really brings to light the fact that hippopotamuses kill more people in Africa than crocodiles do, which is a really strange fact, but is a fact, and it really brings to light, you know, animals in their impact on. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
That's
Stop
okay.
That. Good God.
No,
Jesus
no, they are dangerous. I watch them all the time on the Discovery Channel, and dude, they'll chase the lions. They're not afraid of anything, hippos.
Yeah.
They're just flat out nasty, and they every time you watch Discovery Channel or the Animal Planet, they'll sit there and tell you. They're dangerous. They're the most dangerous animal, they say, in the whole Africa, in all of Africa. They're just nasty.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
They're the pit bull of Africa. How's that sound? And number 6 for me was the best walking trail, was Maharaja Jungle Trek. And I have memories. You talked about the tigers and the Komodo dragons and the whole 9 yards, but the bats, when I locked my father with his wheelchair, because he was giving me all kind of lip, and I pushed him into that, threw them chains, and I left him in there. It's still one of the highlights of my trip.
You left him in there.
Oh, yeah. He was being a pain in the butt. I understand his back hurt, but I pushed him through Animal Kingdom all day. And he was being a wise butt as we were going through there, like breaking my stones and stuff. So I said, I knew it was coming, because he's never been to Disney World. And I knew that was coming. He just kept breaking my stones and picking on me. And he's having Mom and Brenda and everybody laughing. And my stepmom, he was being the comedian. And I knew this was coming. And we got there and I shoved him right in the back cage. And I just kept I walked right on around it and left him in there. And he's screaming for me, Douglas! And I'll never forget that. So have either one of you guys ever left anybody in the back cage?
No, you might be the winner on that one, Doug.
Yeah, so number 6 was Maharaja Jungle Trek. What was number 6 overall, Bobby?
Again, people, not to just by sheer coincidence and not to point out that anybody was right, Maharaja Jungle Trek.
I've been right the most, that's all I'm saying. The only thing I've been right on that you guys think I'm wrong on is Expedition Everest. I was kind and gave it 20. It should have been 23 actually. But anyway, what's number 5, Bob, for you?
All right, so number 5 on my list, and this is really, really interesting because several weeks back I ran a feature on allinwdw.com, our rehabilitate or eliminate feature, and the target this time was it's tough to be a bug. And at first I took all sorts of heat on the podcast because I said the name wrong.
It's a bug's life,
but it's
okay.
I was a proponent that it needs to be replaced. And interesting to me, I ranked it at number 5, and my compadres here ranked it lower.
Oh, and but I had it in the top 10. Come on. But John's the idiot on this one.
No, you're like all over of this. Oh, it's tough to be a bug. It should be higher. Here, I'm higher than you. So you can just admit you're wrong and I'm right.
You're kind of right. But I had tough to be a bug in the top 10. So I wasn't as bad as John outside the top 10. He's just an idiot. So, idiot, what do you have at number 5?
Oh, God. I don't even know what to say now. Number 5. I
well, you didn't know what to say about the hippos either. I saved you on that one. So go ahead. Yeah, what's number 5?
Here, I'll give you a hint. At number 5, he has one of the worst attractions ever made. Go ahead, John.
Oh, jeez. No, I don't think it's the worst attraction ever made. Dinosaur is a fine, fine attraction. I just wouldn't mind seeing Bob. How about
get removed, changed, replaced
with destroyed. Indiana Jones?
No.
Yep, oh, I love it. I'll be right there with you.
Replaced with the Indiana Jones attraction from Disneyland. Absolutely.
You got it. What do you got? A crush on Harrison Ford or something?
Well, he's my favorite actor in Star Wars, my favorite actor in Indiana Jones. So, hey, you go with yourself. So, No. Dinosaur, I think, is a great attraction. I really like it. It actually has some of the best animatronics, I think, on Disney property. I think it can teach a lot of kids about dinosaurs and put them in that era. And I don't think with the since we lost Ellen's Energy Adventure, I think this might be the only thing out at Disney that kind of promotes dinosaurs and talks about dinosaurs. So I still think this is a great attraction, and I really like it. So.
Well, you're a little low on it. I mean, a little high on it, but I'll forgive you. At least it's in your top 5, unlike the other knucklehead. Number 5 for me is the Wildlife Express, John. I'm surprised you didn't have your train higher, but I like your ride more than you do.
I thought I would be too much of a homer if I put it in my top 5. So,
It was hard for me to even have it 5. I just like 4 things better, but I love my Wildlife Express. I love just grabbing a drink and sitting, because it's one of the few rides, like me and John have talked about, you can actually take a beer on and ride out the conservation station. Am I wrong, John?
You can take a beer, you can take a margarita, you can take some popcorn, you can take whatever you want on the Wildlife Express and enjoy it. And in all likelihood, as long as we have 2 trains running, you're going to be able to sit on that train and ride it all afternoon if you really want to. So get you a couple of beers and sit on there and enjoy the cruise.
Yeah, I love me some Wildlife Express. So it's number 5 for me. What was 5 overall, Bobby?
Well, 5 overall is a great disappointment to me. It's a former champion dragged down by someone who just doesn't understand what roller coasters mean.
I'm pissed off. I'm really pissed off. I really was going to put it last, but I didn't.
It just absolutely pains me to take an attraction that is one, the favorite Disney Animal Kingdom favorite attraction poll so many times, and put it at an initial seat at number 5, Expedition Everest. John, can you believe he did the ex-champ that way?
I don't believe it. It's utterly incredible. It's like taking Duke and saying they're a number 4 seed. I mean, really?
If the coach didn't work, they'd be worse than a 4th seed. I mean, it would be like going to Duke and you're recruiting, and all of a sudden they tell you, Mike Krzyzewski, he can't talk this season. He's just going, and he can't move his arms. He's just going to sit there and wear sunglasses that light up and stare at you the whole time. And that's how Duke is going to be. Dude, they need to get the Yeti working. It's beneath them that it don't. And that's all. Number 4, Bob.
Okay, so number 4 starts what I believe is going to be a run to what will be the top 4 in the final voting when all is said and done. When you seed these types of things, you got to put a little bit of a blend of what you like and what you think that the readers and listeners are going to like. And number 4 to me is Navi River Journey.
Oh, number 4 for you, John. I'm kidding. Number 4 for you, John.
Festival of the Lion King. Best show on Disney property. Highest rated show on Disney property. Runs on the hour every hour until 7 p.m. every evening. I love that show. It puts a smile on my face, and it can turn my frown upside down. I mean, it sounds corny, but if I'm in a terrible mood, I can listen to some of that music and it just makes me happy.
What
so
the
I
hell,
love that show.
What the heck are you guys going to do when you walk in and see me walking on the stilts on that ride?
I'll believe it when I see it. Come on, man. Come on,
I could do it, though, without a doubt.
I'm sure you could.
Number four for me. What do you guys think I had at number four? Where it should be.
Well, I'm looking at the list, so I know what you have at number four.
I've got the list too, so let's see.
Flights of Wonder at number four, and it's just because, as you said with Festival of Lion King, Flights of Wonder puts a smile on my face every time I'm on it. And again, how can't you be proud to be an American when that eagle comes out? And it's going to break my heart if this ride actually does go away, but that whole it teaches the kids to appreciate the birds. It shows you what the birds actually do in their natural, like what they're known for, what their natural abilities are. And I just love everything about it. So, and I even love when the little rat runs by. Makes me laugh every time. So, Flights of Wonder number four. What was number four overall, Bobby?
The worst ride that was ever created by Walt Disney World.
Oh, geez. Expedition Everest?
Dinosaur.
No, dinosaur's phenomenal. Number three for you, Bob.
Okay, number three for me is one of the best roller coasters in the world, as far as I'm concerned. It's a toss-up for me, but I think I probably like Rock and Roller Coaster just a little bit better because of that catapult launch.
It's a much better ride. It works. There you go. How about next time you go on Rock and Roller Coaster, you get four old men to push it to start it. You don't launch off.
What?
I mean, the whole idea of that ride is the launch. That's what you look forward to. When I go on Rock and Roller Coaster, every time I can't wait to be launched. The Expedition Everest, the whole thing you heard about the whole time was the Yeti, and it don't work. So that would be like, you get on Rock and Roller Coaster, and it's going to be like the Flintstones. You're going to have like eight guys on the side of the car to push you and get
it
started.
Wait a minute,
pulling slingshots or something?
Yes, and then they don't sing. They turn off the Aerosmith
rubber
music.
Bands?
No, you get on Rock and Roller Coaster, they put hillbilly music on or no. Yes. They put some guy playing the banjo next time you go on there instead of rock and roll.
No, I think you're not listening to John and I, and John, you jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, but Expedition Everest, the highlight for me is not the Yeti. The highlight for me is when you're up at the top of that hill and you can see the broken tracks, and I look off in the distance and I can see Coronado Springs and Dolphin and Swan, and then all of a sudden you start going backwards. That's the highlight for me. It has nothing to do with that Yeti.
No, that's supposed to be, it's half the story. It's the whole story.
You stop there for a second and see that beautiful blue sky ahead of you, and you anticipate what could have happened, and then you go backwards, and then
you have to do all the
all
work
of a sudden
for
rocket
them.
It forward. You I mean, to, it's great.
You have to do all the imagination for them because they ruined it by not working it right. That whole ride should have had more to it going up. I mean, it's basically a roller coaster. It's all it is. Nothing special. What you would call it? Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. There's scenery the whole way, and it always works.
Well, what does your like jelly roller coaster or whatever the hell you called it up there in the north?
No, it's just backwards? A roller coaster, but it's more exciting. There's nothing exciting. I mean, that rock and roll, that Expedition Everest. I get more excitement out of Big Thunder Mountain Railroad than I do Expedition.
Oh God, you could not be more incorrect.
No, I'm telling you,
spiral is probably.
Oh, that backward spiral is the most overrated. Rock and Roller Coaster blows Expedition Everest away. It ain't even close. The launch on Rock and Roller Coaster is better than the entire Expedition Everest. But anyway,
I know that I would disagree with that. Rock and Roller Coaster is probably my favorite ride or favorite roller coaster on property, but I agree with John. Expedition Everest is a pretty darn good roller coaster.
Just based because you like rock and roller coasters does not mean that you dislike Expedition Everest.
It's
though.
Overrated. I mean, the only thing I do, yeah. the biggest thing that stinks about FastPass being on your Magic Bands is I used to enjoy actually giving my FastPasses for Expedition Everest out. When you get the paper ones to give to people. But anyway, number three for you, John.
I don't know. I'm still compensating for you and your idiocy for Expedition Everest, but okay. The brand new ride, I'm going to go with the Flight of Passage, the Avatar Flight of Passage. I think it's a phenomenal ride. I think it's probably the coolest ride, most unique, highest tech ride out at Disney World right now. But it has absolutely nothing to do with an attraction or a movie that I like, care for, of any sort. If it was anything that I really liked, it would be number one, just based on the pure joy of the ride. But because of that, I put it at number three. I mean, it's a fantastic ride, but I think that's where it's going to stay for me.
It was number three for me, too. What did you have at three, Bob, again? We lost Bob again?
Number three for me was Expedition Everest. That's why we got you all worked up and argued over it for a second time.
I just wanted to yell more about it. That's why I asked you again. I want to go off again.
Well, I'll tell you, the ratings on this show are going to be off the charts. I can't wait to see the feedback. Judith, Carmen, everybody else, they're going to listen to this show, and they're going to say,
Doug is a genius.
No, they're going to say Bob's a genius. He knows how to push Doug's buttons and get him wound up to drive the ratings up.
No, but three for me was Flight of Passage also, just because all the raves and everybody saying best ride on property, stuff like that, which I don't buy that yet. But just for the sheer how much everybody liked it, I put it at number three. I gave it that much respect. I couldn't put it any higher because I haven't done it yet. And it's one of the things I can't wait to do when I get down there. So it's three for me. What was three overall, Bob?
Number three overall was the Festival of the Lion King.
Well, you're right.
I'm not going to argue about that. I love festivals. So number two, Bob.
Number two for me was Avatar Flight of Passage. Again, the poll is going to be a combination of, you know, things that, you know, we like as far as the final seating is concerned. But what is going to be most likely to be voted to the top of the pile. And I have to be honest with you, I think that between Navi River Journey and Avatar Flight of Passage, just that they're new and are so well reviewed to this point, they're gonna be towards the top of the final competition. And in past years, this has been a competition where Kilimanjaro Safaris and Expedition Everest have basically traded off the championship. I'm really going to be excited to see if Avatar is going to have enough to knock both of them off the top of the mountain.
Well, we will see very shortly. Number two for you, John.
Expedition Everest. Probably the, for me, the most exciting roller coaster on Disney property. I still love it. Love it.
That's exactly what I think about it, what Mary just said. number two for me was Kilimanjaro Safari, and I'll tell you what, with having the night safari, I mean, it almost took over number one for me, because when I seen those lions roaring on top of the mountain, and what they were saying is how bad Everest looks from up there on the mountain. It looks like crap over there. They were complaining. He was prancing back and forth. And he was saying, if that chicken Yeti could even lift an arm to fight me, we could have a challenge over here. But I am the king of all the mountains. The lion on top of the Kilimanjaro Safari is the real man. And he actually worked. So Kilimanjaro Safari is number two. And the nighttime, you have to admit, John, though, the nighttime safari is awesome.
Nighttime's awesome, but the daytime still is probably a little better. I think if you've done the daytime once, you need to do the nighttime just to experience different perspective.
I think because I've done the daytime like 100 times, I think the nighttime was like phenomenal. It was
really
like,
thrilling.
And like I said, the icing on the cake was, if I didn't see the lions doing what they were doing, it did feel eerie and you felt like you were somewhere you shouldn't be. Like, remember when you were a little kid and you snuck out and you were outside playing and your parents didn't know you were outside and it was dark and dreary and you knew you shouldn't be out there, but you were anyway? That's how it felt. Like the summertime. You remember when you were off school, John? Your parents would give you a curfew and you'd stay out much later? you felt like you shouldn't be there is what I felt like when I was in Kilimanjaro Safari. Like I was doing something wrong. And when those lions went off, it was just incredible. What was number two overall, Bob?
Number two overall was Avatar Flight of Passage.
And number one for you, Bobby?
Number one is the single attraction in Disney's Animal Kingdom that speaks Animal Kingdom. I can't imagine how anyone could not have this as number one if they're an Animal Kingdom fan. Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Okay. And I guess you added number one too, John?
I couldn't agree more. This is the attraction that when you think Animal Kingdom, this is the attraction. Okay. Not dinosaur. Okay. Not dinosaur. Really?
For me, it's dinosaur. So under that logic, then, your favorite ride at the Magic Kingdom is what? A Space Mountain or Haunted Mansion?
Haunted Mansion.
That's your number one ride, and that's all you think about when you go into Magic Kingdom. That's all. So, Spaceship Earth, your favorite ride in Epcot?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yep. So then Spaceship Earth is my favorite ride at Epcot. Haunted Mansion consistently wins the Magic Kingdom
exactly.
poll.
Okay, so we'll actually
run that, folks, sometime after the beginning of the year, probably in the March timeframe. We'll do Magic Kingdom. That'll be the last park before we do a full WDW favorite attractions poll. But Haunted Mansion and Splash Mountain usually just beat each other up in order to try to win.
My number one was Dinosaur, and because real men ride Dinosaur, fake men ride Expedition Everest. That's all I'm saying.
So in other words, the signature attraction of Disney's Animal Kingdom are a bunch of animals that nobody alive have ever seen.
Well, it's still a part of it. Kilimanjaro Safari was number two for me, Bob. So I don't know. All I know is John had Dinosaur in the top 10, too, and you didn't.
Oh,
yeah, I had it there, but still, Kilimanjaro Safari is the best attraction by far.
Worst ride ever created.
All I know is I had Wildlife Express 5, and you didn't even have it. I'm calling your bosses and telling them.
So do you want me to
read what? You know what, Doug? I don't think they'd care.
So why don't I read off, Doug, the four groups that will consist of round one of the poll. Now, keep in mind, folks, the poll will start running on Friday, December 15th. So we're going to present in day one four groups of six. You're going to get the opportunity to vote for three in each group, and the top three in each group will move on to round two. Group number one, you ready?
Yes, dear.
Is going to be Kilimanjaro Safaris, Flights of Wonder, Navi River Journey, Discovery Island Trails, Kali River Rapids, and Primeval World. Group number two will be Avatar Flight of Passage, Wildlife Express Train, It's Tough to Be a Bug, Tree of Life Awakenings, Winged Encounters, The Kingdom Takes Flight, Habitat Habit. Group three will be Festival of the Lion King, Maharaja Jungle Trek, Tree of Life, Rivers of Light, the Oasis Exhibits, Triceratops Spin. And finally, group number four, led by the single worst ride ever created, Dinosaur,
will be in the...
And, John, this is going to work out perfectly for you and I. Group number four has Dinosaur, Expedition Everest, Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail, Finding Nemo the Musical, Conservation Station, and Wilderness Explorers.
Well, that's a tough group there, isn't it?
Well, let me finish this one off. I remember going on Dinosaur with my godson, Jimmy, and I put him on it, and he cried. And then he got off and bragged about how much he would do it again. And then, like, what a real man does is I drug him back on it, and he wrote it again. And it's one of my best memories of ever being in any of the parks. Because I remember he got off, and there was no wait. It was February. We had no lines. And he cried. He was scared to death when he got off. So we're walking. He was, like, 8. And he's walking all tough. He goes, man, I would like to do that one again. And I turned around and seen no line. I said, well, let's do it. He cried the whole way on there. But then he finally got on it. And he toughened him up. He wanted to do it again. So that's one of my stories. And I'll always remember that. And I still tease him about that to this day. I go, Jim, you want to you want to go on Dinosaur? And it's one of my favorite memories.
These are some great stories.
That's what he did, right?
Quarantine small children. Yeah,
when I was putting him on it again, he goes, I don't know if I can do it. I was like, you can do it. And he did do it. And you know what? We laugh about it every time we go down. And I love that ride.
I don't know, Bob. What do you think? Bully much? I don't know.
That's what us Davis boys know. Hey.
So the last question I want to ask you guys, okay, and you only get to pick one. Which attraction do you think is going to win the 2018 Favorite Animal Kingdom Attractions Tournament?
It'll probably be Safari.
John? Yeah, I would go with Safari too.
So Safari just barely beat Expedition Everest the last time we ran the poll.
Yeah, well, if I have any say in it this year, it'll blow it away.
I'm going to go with Avatar. But I'm going to go with the upstart, Avatar Flight of Passage.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, Doug.
I don't know if Expedition Everest will be the main contender this year against it. It would be Avatar. So it will really depend on if you have a whole lot of people voting that are looking for that new big shot attraction, or if they're going for what Animal Kingdom's supposed to be. So
yeah, what cracks me up too is like more people complain about Big Red not being there than the Yeti not working. And I know that from complaints and reading stuff online. I don't believe that nobody complains about that. It just bothers me. It'd be like going through Kilimanjaro Safari and none of the animals are there. You just ride the Jeep through.
There was a rumor at one point that once Pandora got up and running and on its feet and stable, that they were going to do some major maintenance to Expedition Everest. But I think the last time I heard that, it was going to be some exorbitant amount of money. So, maybe Disney is just taking the decision that, look, people are still riding the ride and it's a marquee attraction. I mean, like I said, even in polls like this, I mean, not that Disney looks at our website, but I mean, even in polls like this, it still fights for best attraction.
It still does well, right?
Disney World. Yeah, exactly. I'd have to go back and look on the website, but I want to say that it probably was in the top four in all of Walt Disney World.
And if you ask my son, he'll still rate it as probably his first or second attraction at Animal Kingdom. He's never ridden it with the Yeti working.
Well, they just like thrill rides for me. See, this is my whole deal, dude. I could do that here. There's 7 roller coasters at Great Adventure that King Kong.
I know you told us about it earlier. Jelly coaster.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, so if you enjoy that, that's fine. But I go to Disney for the above and beyond. I go to Disney for the animatronics working, for the show. The show is at the pre-show. It's in the queue. I mean, for me, I like Dinosaur because, like, it would be like if I go on Dinosaur tomorrow and it just bucks me to frick around, but none of the dinosaurs work. That's the way I look at the Yeti. Yeah, okay, fine, it's a roller coaster, but I'd rather do something else where I'm going to be entertained by actually the ride that works. Like, I love the People Mover because it works. It would be like going in the tunnel and it don't say anything. You ride by all the stuff and you just sit on the car and it don't talk. The beauty of it is the whole ride. For me, until the whole ride works, it can never be number one for me. That's the bottom line of it. Yeah, it's fun. It is exciting. But to me, I like Big Thunder Mountain because because of all the animatronics work. Everything a part of it's there. I love Seven Dwarfs Mine Train because the dwarfs work. That's the problem I have with it. It don't work.
Nah.
It's incomplete.
There's one thing that doesn't work on it.
And it's the main thing. It's the main thing. That's what the whole thing was about, was the Yeti. That was the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but it does not limit the experience.
To me, it does. It's just another roller coaster to me without that.
No.
It's not the Disney difference. It's not the Disney difference without it.
So if some major component of Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, if the gun's broke and I couldn't shoot, I wouldn't like Toy Story anymore. If I went on Toy Story and I couldn't make the ride work, if I just sat there in the car and just went around and watched the balloons pop without doing anything, I wouldn't like it. If I went in the Haunted Mansion and the lights were on every single time, I wouldn't like it. I mean, it's just that simple. It don't work. I mean, the only ride I can say I might like better if the doll stopped talking and hit the Small World. It's just like I said, I'm going to get on Dinosaurs and the car's going to bounce me all around. But we're sorry, folks. All the animatronics in here don't work. It's not the same ride. And that's the problem with it. It's very disappointing because all I heard about, I was so excited about it. When the Expedition Everest was coming out, I told my wife about it probably twice a week where she was ready to hit me with the Yeti to shut me up about how excited I was about it. And then I get on it, and the thing don't work. He's just standing there with these eyeballs staring at me that I could see in a local haunted man, a local hayride haunted show. It was just, it was beneath me. It was beneath Disney.
I rode the ride plenty of times with the Yeti working. I rode it plenty of times with the Yeti not working. I mean, it's a great added-on exhibit to it, but you see it. I mean, when it is working, you see it for a grand total of maybe 5 seconds.
It don't matter. It's not Disney without
it
working.
I mean, it's not a huge factor. It's not like Pirates of the Caribbean.
But to you, it's not. That's fine. I'm telling you my opinion. It's just beneath Disney for that not to work. It's like taking the Wildlife Express out and the doors are always locked on Conservation Station. Sorry, you can't go in. You're not petting any goats. Just turn around and come back. We're not even going to talk to you. They should pull the shades down on the train and you sit in the dark as you ride back and forth.
John, all I can say is you and I should do a high five, virtual high five. There you go. Clap.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you why. This is why. No. We've gotten Doug to rant 3 times on the same topic in the same show.
But it's ridiculous. Let's go in Tough to Be a Bug and we'll just sit on the chairs and don't let any of the bugs come out. We'll shoot you with a little bit of water. That'll be the whole show.
No, don't even drop that too. I mean, if they didn't do that whole like poking you stuff and the bugs, I'd go on that every time.
How about you go
on
Spaceship Earth, John, and they don't talk to you? You have the music track off.
Well, how about if you went on Spaceship Earth and the kid trying to sell you papers will turn around backwards?
That pisses me off. That pisses me off. That's why that's not number one for me. That is true. How many times have I complained about that? Disney, fix the paper boy. Have I not said that?
Yeah, but that one I don't know why they don't fix. I mean,
it's the same thing as the Yeti.
Understand. He's a massive friggin' thing to try to fix. Why don't they turn him around and fix his face?
How about this? We go on Soarin' and they just show the movie and they don't lift you in the air. Sorry, this don't work no more. We're not going to fix it. We're just going to sit you down on the ground, and if you're in the second row, you don't get to see the screen because we can't lift you.
I'm sorry. I got to send a message out to our closest and most avid fans, Judith, Carmen, Jen, all you all, Pat, Evan. If you don't give John and I some Twitter kudos for the fact that we got him ranting 3 times on the same topic, I mean, you're going to be honest with you. You got to give John and I credit. That is talent.
Yeah, it's talent. It don't take much to piss me off, trust me. But anyway, guys, this has been great. We had a lot of fun. Ever sucks. But anyway, John, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. See, I blocked you out.
Yeah, you got all fired up. Hey,
look, we got a big pause. If you want to find John, head over to Beer Solo. He's all punch drunk from this Everest deal. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find our good buddy Bob at It's All in WDW, our website that's wrong. Not all the time, but on this subject about Everest is wrong. And anyway, head over to It's All in WDW to join us. Really, guys, all kidding aside, we'd really appreciate you guys joining us and voting on the polls because we really want to see what the true winner of the Animal Kingdom Rides poll. And you'll prove me right. Everest will not win this year. I promise you that.
Right, Friday, December 15th, folks, go to allinwadw.com. Round one will be open. Round two will run the next day on Saturday. And the final round will run on Sunday. It'll be a 3-day event. And then on the following Monday, I will announce that Doug is indeed wrong. And Expedition Everest or Avatar Flight of Passage or Kilimanjaro Safaris will win. And I will make this prediction. Dinosaur will not even make the finale.
Okay. Ooh. But I will tell you this. I said Kilimanjaro Safari will win and Everest won't. But anyway, if you want to find me, the true champ, at Grumpy6767, so you can tell me how wrong these two guys are. Or, and you can find us all at WDW Main Street. Please, guys, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. We got a couple more. I'm going to read them on Sunday's episode. So please, guys, be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, you two knuckleheads.
Bye-bye, knucklehead.
Bye-bye, knucklehead, Doug.
See you guys later. Bye. Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. Well, that's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe, happy week. Bye-bye.